and you cannot come in real path of bhakti. So be very careful. So you should try to obey and follow this process, and quickly you should be. If you are not doing and you want to chant Krishna and devotee that I am, oh, my bits are very thick and I have 10 kilos of my malika and tilak from here to there. Very big, mota wala tulsi. Oh, they can protect you, save you. You will have to go to hell. And then you will tell, oh father, oh mother, ha ha ha, ha, like this. So you should try to be innocent, very strict, very powerful, a strong devotee, following all these things and try to realize all this. I will not come again daily to speak all these things. So, but I will be happy if you are following all these principles and gracefully developing your Krishna prema. I will be very, very happy. Very, very happy. And that is why Swamiji sent me, you know, that there were so many God brothers of your Gurudev Prabhupada, you know, so many. But he never told to anyone to help his devotees. He told that I have brought so many monkeys. You should help them, train them. And also he told that with your own hand, give me Samadhi. Perhaps you all know. He never told to anyone his God brother. So learned, aged, old. But I don't know why he selected me. He has so much faith on me. And he sprinkled his mercy to me. And I became but successful, very fortunate, obey his order. That is, I have come here. So you can have faith, because he has told that we have transcendental relation. The relation I had for my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, same relation I see. So I have never come to make any disciple or cheat you or to take any money from you. Never. This is not my goal. Only, I want that you should be very close relation to me. Very close relation. I have served him personally, like my Gurudev, for so many years. So you can have some faith to me. Anyone cannot be more friend like me to you, because I am related to him. I am proud of this, that I have served him. I must be proud. Gaur Premanand. Now you can bring, be ready. Akirtan should be done. Okay? Very okay. You heard what I told?
Prabhu has taken initiation. Gokul Chandra. Prabhu, please stand up.
Gopal Chandra is behind. Oh, here? What name? Oh, Gokul Chandra is very good name.
Diksha.
Oh, so Gokul Chandra Das Prabhu ki? Who is Gokul Chandra? Krishna is himself Gokul Chandra. He is the Chandra, moon of whole Braja. And Gokul, where Gopi, Gobatsa, Gobatsa means cow. Calves, goat and gopi are there. So, if there is no moon, they will die. So, Krishna is called Gokul Chandra. Very good, high class of name. Gokul Chandra Das Prabhu ki.
Then, Cherry.
Oh, what name? Oh, very good name. Tarun Krishna, young Krishna. Tarun Krishna Prabhu ki.
Yay!
But you should always be very very strong, not like ordinary French devotees. They used to become so weak and drinking and doing. So you should be very strong. Tarun. What is the meaning of Tarun?
Teenage
Krishna. Very beautiful, three-folded. Oh, putting his hand on float and very beautiful, smiling. Then, bas.
What? Lilavati Didi has received today.
Very good. Thank you. What name? Oh, what name?
Lilavati.
Oh, Lilavati. One of the name of Radhika. So, Lilavati Dasi ki.
Sulata Devi Dasi.
Oh, very good. Oh, this name is very high class. Sulata. The creeper who is surrounding Tamal Krishna. So, Sulata Devi ki.
Last. Although he is not present, we will still announce his name. Vedanta Krishna Prabhu.
What name?
All of you. They are all not here.
Not here even.
Vedanta Krishna Prabhu has left already.
Huh? But he, I have given name?
Name.
Govinda Das ki jai.
Yeah.
Because the Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan, he has written a commentary on Vedanta. And the essence of Vedanta is to serve Krishna and Krishna prema. So his predominating deity is Govinda Dev, Krishna himself. So Vedanta Krita, more better will be Govinda Das Prabhu ki.
Yeah. Then Lakshmi Priya Devi Dasi also she has left. And you have to say name.
Lakshmi Priya Dasi ki.
Yeah.
Finish?
Finish.
Oh. Now you should come here and give her place for play. Some. Oh. Very soon.
Yes, very fast play. Finished in 10 minutes.
10 minutes, but don't be hurry. But I'm going to take urine. And you should.
You want to stay here?
But I want to go to make urine. Nature.
Oh, yeah, we can wait. Yes.
So, no waiting, you should go on.
Are you coming back or I'm going?
I will be there. What her? You should please.
Okay, you don't want to stay.
No, I want to go and chant her.
Okay.
Oh, you should begin, then I will go. Otherwise, all will go. You should go.
So ugly. And when he moved, his movements were so awkward and so crooked. If any ordinary person would see him, they would begin to laugh and think that this was so funny. How this person, who is outwardly so ugly and so crooked, how he's moving in such an awkward way. But internally, his heart was completely pure because he had realized Brahma. He had realized the eternal, transcendental Atma, the soul. So when he came into this assembly, all began to laugh at him, laughing and laughing and laughing. But when he saw that they were laughing at him, then he also began to laugh, even louder than they were laughing. And then they became surprised. We are laughing at him, but he is laughing more loudly at us. How is it so? So Janak Maharaj, he stood up from his throne, and he posed this question to Astavakra Rishi. Why are you laughing? What do you find so funny? To which Astavakra replied, I thought I had come here into an assembly of sages, but actually I have stumbled into a convention of shoemakers. Because shoemakers are interested only in leather, they are interested in skin. So I see that all of you are seeing only my skin and not seeing my soul. You are interested in this body. Seeing someone is very beautiful, someone is ugly, someone is healthy, someone is disabled, someone is very young and someone is very old. So your minds are into these temporary things. This is called Maya, illusion. To place importance on the external and temporary manifestations of the material energy, while being completely oblivious and ignorant to the eternal soul dwelling within. So when Astavakra Rishi spoke in this way, then Janak Maharaj, his heart was deeply penetrated by his words, and he realized, actually, This is a liberated soul, and he is fit to sit on the throne.
Made him Siksha Guru.
Very lovingly, he placed him on the throne, gave his pranam, and he accepted Astavakra Rishi as his Shiksha Guru.
So we should try to realize this fact. Really, we are not this body. This is only material, gross body. One day you will have to give up. One day it must be old. And in the last you will have to give up. Those who are very beautiful, but if your nuts will be taken off, cutting, then how beautiful you will be? In your, like Surpanakha. And if some skin will be taken, then you will see that urine and stool and bad things are in your body. Nothing good. So whole world is within this, thinking that I am very beautiful, I am young, I am very intelligent, but there is no mulya of this.
No value of
anything. So you should try to take shelter of any high class of devotees who has realized soul, who can bring you in this process that you are not this body, you are really soul, eternal servant of Krishna. You are happy, but now you are not happy. So many problems in this body. You think that by your smoking, by sense gratifications, by lust, we will be happy. But you cannot be happy. Even, what to tell you, even Clinton, the president of America, he could not control his senses. And beautiful wife and children were there, but he was entangled with an office girl. He could not control. So how they can be? They will never be happy. So if you want to be happy, then come in the guidance of any high class of devotee. They will train you that you are not actually body. And what you are collecting, in the end you will have to give up here. All things we cannot take from your collection. Even not a hair will go with you. And these will be burnt or they will be given in grave only. So you should try to realize all these things and try to chant and remember. Very easily you can go up from, even from what? Astavakra. He was Brahmagyani. He is not in our line. But he knows soul. And he can differentiate in soul and this gross body. So he is so high. But we will try to bring Astavakra also in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he should realize all these facts and he will chant what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram.
So only in this Kali Yuga, only by chanting only this, not doing anything, and hearing Harikatha from any realized soul in their guidance, chant. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.